Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Polakis. Well, if you do talk to Pickleman, please let him know I can't make the payment again this month. Oh, and also, eat a dick. Bye! But I didn't. Let's meet our alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, please say hello to Craig Kakowski. Cacao, which have become your favorite shoes?
I'm looking at them. They're a classic Adidas shell toe.
Sure. That's your everyday walking around shoe.
Yeah, I already burned out one pair of shoes.
How long did that take?
About 5 weeks of quarantine to ruin the first one. So I went deeper into the closet.
Nice. Bring the toys. It's Carla Kakowski.
Yeah.
Carla, because you can. If you could ask Joey Greer one question, what would it be?
What flavor toothpaste do you prefer?
Do I answer? Or?
I hope so.
No, you don't. Oh. Joey, just asking her what her question would be. Jesus Christ, man. What the heck? It's Chris Alvarado. Mr. Man, what's the latest thing you kids are watching?
Normal People on Hulu.
Whoa.
Yeah, I read the Sally Rooney novel. I loved it, and I loved the show.
So cool.
So cool.
Keep the car running. Here comes James Heaney, Dark Knight Heen. How you getting your exercise?
How am I getting my exercise? Well, I walk on the boardwalk. Sometimes jog.
Correct.
But it's I live in an area that's highly populated, so it's kind of hard to go anywhere and exercise. But yeah, I would say it's running along the Venice Beach boardwalk.
Fantastic.
I would love video of that, by the way, if you could ever.
Please.
I just want proof as well.
Yeah. One time.
There's just, it's just so bad out there. Like, there are people with no masks shouting, $5 shots of tequila, $5 shots of vodka.
But you got it. You got it. James, you could do it early. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where are these $5 shots?
Yeah. And last, I'm not buying any.
Last but get used to the taste of shoe leather, if you think I'm losing Joey Greer. Weird dude, what's it smell like these days?
You know what smells like my favorite flavor of toothpaste, which is orange hot dog. So it's like a zest of an orange and like hot dog.
Good one.
James, are you going to lie down? Let's do a damn show. Orange Almost all of our scene suggestions you gather from either Patreon VIPs or your listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene number one, in fact, comes from Charlie, listener Charlie, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin, my suggestion, James Heaney, and the rest of the alchemists play themselves in Just Kidding. Sorry, my actual suggestion." That was very funny, Charlie. "The lead actor of a show is so disliked by his fellow cast members that they attempt to sabotage him during the show. Thank you all, as always. You're making quarantine time much funnier, and it's greatly appreciated, Charlie." When time is he due, and what was his call time?
11, just 11? Like everybody else's.
Right, so.
And he should be here already.
All right, and Janice, what was your suggestion that we do when he gets here?
I think we should prank him.
Right?
Yeah. Right. I mean.
And you were that general in your suggestion?
Yeah, I said, I mean, that's what happened right before you said your other line. Because I said, let's prank him.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so.
I'm just afraid that if we prank him at the top of the day, we're gonna lose another day on set.
What if we
we've lost so many already. Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
That's
I'm sorry to jump in here.
But like,
Tim, jump in anytime. Tim, we love it when you jump in.
I've too much. Too much. Okay.
Tim, I was being facetious. No one likes it when you jump in.
Oh, gee, what the fuck is your problem, man? Okay.
You?
What the fuck is your problem?
Okay, he's not apparently the biggest problem.
We've got to be a unified front here. We can't start attacking Tim.
Marvin, stop. Okay? Yeah. Look, we just need to focus up here, okay? Marvin, wait, were you getting my back there for a second?
I think you was.
I thought I had your back.
Man, I am spinning. I am sorry.
I don't understand. If this is called the Marvin McCune Show, who is Jingle Dick to walk in every day and sabotage the show? Because it's not his?
They told me that I had to bring a YouTube personality on.
Right.
That the kids weren't going to watch it unless Jingle Dick
joined the cast.
Have you seen his videos? It's really...
That's not really what JD stands for, is it?
Completely and utterly 7 million views minimum every video.
That's insane. I mean, he doesn't even need to...
Here he comes.
And clean your butt and kiss your mom. Peace.
JD, what's up?
Just doing videos.
Right.
Okay, oh, well, here's where the live stream ends, and now we shoot our show.
Shoot the show. Shoot the show. Okay, Grandpa. Clean your butt and kiss your mom.
JD, that's Marvin. Please.
That's Marvin. He's this.
Oh, he knows.
His name's
Don't say star.
You know, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All right. We've lost a lot of shoot time.
Wait,
so why
but
don't
the
we
call
just
time
get
was
to
11.
It? I know.
Yeah,
it's 4 in the
4
afternoon.
O'clock.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
So what's going on here?
Thanks for joining us, JD.
Jingle Dick. You.
JD.
So let's just get to it.
JD, you have a little bit of white stuff on your lip, on your upper lip.
I was crushing Tums like a motherfucker this morning.
Okay.
Drag Tums.
Tums of Maine?
Tums. Tums.
What is your favorite flavor of Tums of Maine toothpaste? JD.
Probably orange flavor hot dog.
I don't think that's a... I don't.
Can I ask something crazy, JD?
What's with all the questions? What? Yes, talk to me.
A lot of times you use like fart noises as punctuation to what you're saying. Where did you pick that up?
Good question. Good question. Where do I get my ideas is what you're asking. My genius is what you're asking. I guess it's something I was born with, you know, and something I've worked on and to hone this craft. You know, so stop asking me questions and let's roll. Action.
He has a mental disorder. He has a mental disorder.
Okay, everyone.
All
let's,
right,
let's
Officer
just Crumpy, rehearse.
Relax, dude.
Can we rehearse, please?
Okay.
All right.
Marvin? Hey, everybody, I'm about to do a live rehearsal right now, so check me out. I'll keep my camera
okay,
rolling.
Okay, don't live stream
BTS.
This, please. You don't need to document BTS. Every aspect of your life.
Marvin, right ignore here. Him if you can. Let's just line up everyone. We're going to rehearse scene 3
okay.
on Janice's line. Janice, start us off, please. When you...
I rang the bell twice, Marvin.
Well, DJ should be here.
Well?
Don't forget to wipe your butts and kiss your mom.
Jesus Christ, he's not even paying attention. It's his fucking line.
All right, cut.
I'm sorry, but he didn't answer the goddamn door.
Tim?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he was live streaming on set.
Right, and we all saw that. So if we're going to get through today's work, we've really got to start and not stop. JD, we're good to go? Yep, that's a yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Tim, I'm sorry, buddy, but we're not going to be renewing your contract.
My contract?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We've just had a lot of hiccups with production and a lot of people. Just your name's been thrown around a lot, so we're not going to be able to renew.
I haven't done anything except support, like working hard and getting scenes shot.
Well, Tim,
and my character's
kind of right
pretty
there, okay?
intricate to the plot. How are you going to explain Tim, me gone?
Easy. It's not hard at all. We'll say that you got sucked up in a time vortex and that grumblings live inside your stomach, and that's why you can't be around Marvin's house.
So, but this is not a sci-fi.
Excuse me. Does anybody have a Honda with a bumper sticker that says working hard and getting scene shot?
That's mine.
They're towing it right now.
Wait, but I'm parked in the actor's parking lot.
I'm just passing on the news, buddy.
Look, I'm sorry, buddy. Okay, I got to tow this thing, all right?
No, I'm an actor in this McHugh project.
Buddy, I don't know, all right? They just tell me to lift the car up. I lift the car up, all right?
Who told you to do that?
The studio did, all right?
The studio did?
Yeah.
Okay, how much do I got to give you to just drop the car?
$50,000.
$50,000?
Johnny, is there a problem? Or are you going to tow this car?
Oh, thank God you're here. Wait, what did you say?
Tim, we're going to tow your car yet again off my studio.
No. I mean, not anymore, but as of today, I was an
actor.
It's
on the truck, and you're fucked. That's the same.
Please, I'm losing my job here, and you're towing my car.
Oh, hey Marvin, yeah, come on in, to my trailer.
I've been asked to talk to you by the rest of the cast.
Okay, hey, you want a Red Bull?
Is it an actual bull?
You're crazy, man. You're fucking crazy.
Now, am I talking to JD the actor or DJ the character right now?
You choose your choice.
Your choice.
Look, I put my heart and soul into Untitled Marvin McHugh Project. And I know that we're we're only halfway through the first season. It's not out there in the world yet, but I have a feeling it's really going to resonate with a lot of people. And you remind me of a young actor that I once worked with named James Dean.
JD.
Well, I just noticed the parallel now, but there you go. I mean, James and Dean were more normal names than Jingle and Dick, but...
I don't know, man.
Okay, so I'm going to give you $2,000 if you will just tow JD's trailer.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you do, right? You just...
Yeah.
So, yes.
The tow guy.
Yeah, so he has to be in it, though.
Look, I mean, I can throw it on the hitch right now and get it going. I don't got a lot of time, so regardless if anyone's in there or not, okay? I can do it right now.
I already locked the door, so he can't get out.
All right, good. All right, well, that's a fire hazard. Let's get it going.
Look, Marvin, are you familiar with the words 2.4 million users?
I think those are numbers.
Mm-hmm. So you are. Look, this show is going to be a hit, my boy. Don't worry about it, okay? As soon as people know I'm in it, game over.
Tim, I'm sorry you haven't paid rent. I
Well, you know what? It's the first today, so I'm sure that if you just refresh the browser, it's going to be in there pretty soon. So
okay, well, I'm doing it on my phone. I don't see anything. Tim, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, don't you have to give an eviction notice? You can't just take my stuff out of my apartment like this.
I'm sorry. I already signed the lease for this place. I'm a little confused.
What?
Yeah.
But how did you know that I wasn't going to... Only today am I... What?
What? Huh?
You have a whole moving truck here?
Hey, Timmy Boyd, your agent here. Shaka.
Oh, thank God you've called. Some woman just moved into my apartment. I'm evicted. My car's towed. Give me some good news.
All right, I've got bad news and I've got worse news.
Oh, shit. Give me the bad news first.
We're dropping you. Want the worst news?
I don't think I can handle the worst news.
You're never going to work in this town again, my man. Everyone knows
what?
That you're a goddamn commie.
hey, Timmy, it's your dad. Or I guess I should say the man you thought was your dad. Your whole life. I've already spoiled the surprise.
Just tell him, George. Boy.
Is that mom behind you?
Yes, dear. I love you, but your father needs to say these words.
Oh, thanks, Dad. What were you saying?
Sir, here is a size medium, but I think that you're actually a large.
What?
So, yeah, I can just kind of eyeball these things. You're much bigger than a medium.
Well, why don't I just try it on and see if it fits, just in case.
Okay, I'm trying to do nice customer service here, but you're too fat for a medium, okay?
I'm sorry. Is everything okay, Claire? I just want to try these pants on really quick.
Sir, you're too fat for those pants. You're not going to fit.
Listen, I'm at a...
So, JD, are you going to get your act together?
Yeah, I think so.
Would it help if I told you that we got rid of Tim?
Who's Tim?
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, listen. Do you think he'll be dying soon? That's kind of weird, right?
Do you think I'll be dying?
Yeah. Do you think he'll be dying soon? Isn't that weird that you're so close to death?
Look, I've been close to death for 40 years, pal.
Hey. You know, I once jumped over a moving Porsche.
Okay, well, I'll see you on the set.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Something's happening here. The trailer seems to be moving, my man.
Boop, boop, oh, boy.
Oh, boop. Dance break. Boop, 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 boop. Come on, Marvin. Boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop. I don't know that song.
Oh.
That is scene one. Scene one, everybody. Why would they send Marvin to go talk to JD in private. Nobody knows.
And come on. We all love Tim.
Oh, Tim.
Poor Tim's fucking Tim. Tim's done in this town.
He seems to be done everywhere in his family. Oh. Scene 2 comes to us from Brian, who wrote, "My name is Brian. Loved the show and was delighted when you read out my younger brother Julian's suggestion after I had introduced him to Alchemy This. I was recently rewatching Community and reading articles about the show when I saw a character named Officer Kukowski. Having never made the voice and face connection, it finally dawned on me that it was in fact Craig Kukowski. I always enjoyed the character, and especially one scene where he appraises a brick as a piece of classic Americana. You remember that one, Craig?
I do.
Do you remember it being funny and entertaining?
I mean, that's my whole life, pal. It all blurs together.
Oh, goodness. Brian follows this up with a scene suggestion, which is Antiques Roadshow Cops. Thank you, Brian.
All right, so what we got here is a vintage handcuff.
Oh, that's shiny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice here. So vintage handcuffs here. And if you look on the other side of it here, you're going to see STR.
Right, what's the story of those initials there, Pat?
Yeah, let me get to it, all right?
Sure.
I bring these things up to talk about them. I'm not just bringing them up just to bring them up, all right?
Well, you never know until it happens. Go ahead.
You know, can we cut the cameras for a second? Get against the wall real quick, right? Spread them.
Pat, what's happening?
All right, you're being a little suspicious here. Spread your legs here, all right?
Oh, that's my anus.
Okay, yeah, let's see what you got in there, huh?
Oh, buddy.
Oh, what is a Ziploc bag, huh?
Take your time, why don't you?
Get a little Ziploc bag in your butthole. What is this, huh?
That's my prison purse.
All right, well, put it right back in there.
Thank you.
There we go, all right. Right, see here, you got ID on you?
ID? You know me.
I know you, buddy, but I'm going to need to know you. All right, pop that ID out.
You've been inside me. I don't know how a fella could know another fella any better than that.
There we go. Here, let's take a look at this here.
Oop.
All right. It says you're 6'5".
Well, I was, yeah.
Yeah. All right. You're more like 6 foot, right? That's a lie.
Thank you. Right.
You know what? All right. I'll check out. Come on. Let's go back over to the podium here. Okay.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
I imagine just one of you.
Go with the driver.
Okay. He just, whenever he answers questions that, you know, he's not great at answering questions, officer.
Okay.
Specifically from authority figures, so it's probably best if you talk to her.
Oh, okay. Can I get the registration, please? Driver's license.
Here you go. You can take mine.
Okay, great.
Even now, though I wasn't driving.
That's fine. Do you have any idea why I pulled you over?
I think you pulled us over because my husband ran a red light.
I caught a yellow light.
No, that's not why. I pulled you over because I'm not sure you two know the value of this 1984 Datsun.
This 1984 Datsun?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even realize it was an 84.
It's an 84. Listen, yeah. I have an authority problem, so I don't think that I really want to hear you tell me what this car is worth. But
well, listen, I am the authority figure here, so I will tell you what it's worth. Now, in this condition, tell me how many miles are on the odometer there, please.
120, but it's been really well maintained.
It's probably more like 150.
150,000 on an 84 Datsun.
It's a lot of miles, but we've taken good care of it. Don't shake your fucking finger at me.
Honey, calm down. I'll do the talking.
I'm sorry.
I'll do the talking. You know what? Let's just change seats. Let's just switch seats here. We'll just mix up the dynamic a little bit. All right.
Okay.
You don't have to grunt so hard while we're moving seats here, buddy.
Stick.
Okay.
Now, if I were to get this car into auction...
Officer Smith.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Have you checked that Datsun yet for rust?
I'm on it right now, Luke.
All right, let me know.
Get off my dick.
Over.
Now, if I had to wheel this Datsun into auction right now, as the way I'm looking at it right now with my eyes.
Officer, please don't.
The way I'm thinking, I have to do this right now. I'd say this car is estimated at $145,000.
Are you joking? Holy shit.
I mean, I haven't inspected it. This is just through the ice, and I have to be the one to tell you this.
But it means a lot to me. It was given to me by my grandmother. You know what?
Why don't we switch seats again?
Okay. I see what you mean. Yeah, the grunting is, you have to do it. I get it now.
Dispatch.
Wait, is dispatch? Yeah?
Yeah. Make sure you don't overvalue the car.
Are you listening in on my pull over here?
On your chest camera, yep.
Okay, that just seems weird.
Lobo,
honey,
Lobo.
I'm telling you that we could get several cars and we'll remember your grandma with all three of them.
But I really loved her a lot, and this is the only thing she left
just
me.
Just play this cool. We're going to negotiate
here.
This
means a lot to me.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay, folks, upon further inspection, I looked underneath the bumper. I do see some rust, a little rust here.
That's not possible. That's not possible.
Bullshit. This is bullshit. He probably planted that rust on it.
Are you a crooked cop, officer?
Are you a crooked cop? I'm sorry. Yeah. We should switch back. I am fucking furious.
I heard you. stink. I heard you have a chest camera, so if you're trying to do something shady here, we could get, that footage.
Yeah, okay, that's true, and that's true. Look, listen, the only people who are crooked here are you two, okay? You two are driving around in this car.
I have a slight scoliosis issue, but that's it, okay? It's nothing beyond that, and please don't call me crooked. It's rude.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen, right now, based on what I found, if I had to roll this into auction, I'd say this is worth $84,000.
Oh my God, that's nearly half of what he just fucking said.
Yeah, this
it's
guy's
a fucking
an
racket
asshole.
Here.
Fuck this guy.
This is a racket.
I'm done.
So I'm going to have to give you a ticket.
Wait a second.
What?
Sir, you sign this, please.
I'm not even in the driver's seat.
I don't know
if you can tell this.
This is a passenger's
yeah,
ticket.
Yeah, pardon me, officer. I saw you were talking to these folks. Hi, folks. How are you?
Oh my God. What's happening?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What do you need to say to me, old man? What do you need to say?
I was just going to make an offer on the car.
Well, let's hear the offer.
No, he's not.
92 large.
He's not.
So you sold the Datsun that I gave you?
Grandma, I'm so sorry. I was
kind
of talked into
it. Datsun was in the family since 1985.
He was a crooked cop, a violent crooked cop, but we got a lot of money for it.
Grandma, keep talking to them. We need to get the actual act on audio. I don't know how this works. Keep talking.
So, what do you mean you don't know how this works?
I didn't say anything.
How am I supposed to know?
What do you mean, Grandma? I didn't say anything.
Huh?
What?
Can you tell me how these wires work? Look at my chest.
Wait, Grandma, I don't need to see your undergarments. Come on. Look,
how does this work?
Is that a heart monitor? Are you wearing a heart monitor?
Oh my God, she's fucking wired. Your grandma's fucking wired.
Wait.
This is bullshit.
She doesn't know that you're in my ear.
What?
Oh God.
Are you there?
I was shot. I'm kind of still here, but it feels like it's slipping away.
Okay, well.
Okay, nurses, just come in here for a second. Here at Valley Oaks, we have had another assassination on one of our residents, I guess.
Third
we'll
one
call
this
them.
Week, man. That's
I know. It's getting rough. Wild. It's getting pretty crazy. So,
was it me?
Just...
Huh?
All right, it was you.
What?
I think it was you. You just, yeah, the way you said it, it made it seem like absolutely it was you.
Oh, I meant to say I didn't kill that person.
Yeah, why would you say that? Who
he
assumed
wasn't
that?
Asking.
Oh.
The crazy thing, though, is that a lot of these residents are on machines. They really could just be unplugged, but somebody is coming in and gangland-style assassinating them.
I don't understand. I mean, the only connection I can make at this, now granted I'm not a detective, is that each one of them has a valuable object that has been appraised by local police.
There is that odd connection. Should we... get
well,
the cops involved
have
at some point?
Because they're old, so.
Good point. Good point.
Bing bong.
Well, let's all enter that door together.
Is somebody requesting a nurse, or is that the door?
This heart monitor seems to be working.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, I'm Detective Phillips, and apparently there was a murder. Somebody took two in the back of the coconut.
Yeah, actually, Duncan here, it did it.
Sir,
I need you to step back just for a second. Were there witnesses to the actual crime?
I was there when he said he didn't do it, and he was never asked if he did it.
Yeah.
That's a witness to that.
Yeah, thanks for that. What I'm looking for is a witness to the actual crime.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as I understand it, there were two deaths. Could be wrong.
Right. Well, that was right.
From my point
that
of view.
Before.
Okay. I was called about just one. Would you like me to take me to the second body, if you would?
Oh.
Sure. Well, she wasn't an actual resident of this facility. She was visiting.
Okay. Who's in charge?
That guy right there.
Sir?
Yeah?
Could you take me to the body and or bodies?
Sure. We've kind of set the bodies up not to scare the other residents.
It's been a bloodbath this week.
Those two sitting by the fireplace?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like me to put them back in the position they were at?
Or I'd like you to step the fuck back, sir.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, there are dead bodies everywhere. You got to get me out of here.
Okay, Irma, Grandma, just calm down. Yeah. Calm down.
I know you don't believe me, but it's true.
I'm trying to sponge you down.
Grandma, check your audio on the Zoom.
Okay.
If we're going to come get you, I need to hear you clearly explain what happened.
Is this for real?
We went through the audio settings, remember? You click the choice where we can hear each other at the same time. No, you're good, Carl. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Thanks for everything.
Yep. She's tough to sponge down, I'll tell you that much.
That feels good. That feels really good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Grandma. Thank you. Thank you. So you want us to come get you, and why is it this time?
Because there are dead bodies everywhere.
Dead bodies.
And it's not ghosts. It's actual carcasses.
Okay, carcasses. Irma, I'm putting a bulletproof vest on you. That won't stop a headshot, but it would.
So, Grandma.
It will increase your chance of survival.
I can't wear that.
Grandma.
Can't.
Are you using the word carcasses because these two dead bodies have been stripped of their skin and organs?
Yeah.
And dignity, to be honest.
No kidding.
I think somebody might be using their skin.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. I like what I see here. You guys brought these bodies to the right place. Let me take a look here. Yeah, and you have paperwork on them, huh? We got... Okay, we got birth certificate and death certificate. Now this is gonna make this the price go up. This is very good. Let me turn them over here. Okay, now do you have any backstory on these people? You know anything about them? Okay. Now listen, I'm gonna be honest here. I've been doing this for a long time, and I haven't seen two carcasses in this good a shape in my entire life. Now don't get too excited. Right now, at auction, I'd say you can get close to $500,000 each for each of these carcasses. Yeah, it is good news.
And auction item number 17, two carcasses. We're going to start the bidding at $400,000. Do I have a bid at $400,000? $400,000. We have
$400,000.
Can I get $420,000? $420,000.
Can't we just wave our paddles rather than continuing to say the number out loud?
We'd prefer it if you would wave your paddles. $420,000. Do I hear $420,000?
$420,000.
I'm looking for $420,000. $420,000. Now looking for $450,000.
Now you've got me doing it.
Now we're looking at $470,000. There's a bid for $470,000.
No, I'm not bidding. I'm just repeating. Sorry.
I've been waving my paddle and nobody's referencing. Do I need to shout it out?
You need to turn your paddle around, sir. 470, looking for 474. Up, there's 470 from the band. Who finally turned his paddle around?
Wow, that was a huge bet or bid or whatever it's called. I love a man with a lot of money.
Are you really into auctions? Because it doesn't sound like you called it a bet.
Isn't everything a bet?
I don't know. It's just, I thought that you said that you love going to auctions.
I love it. I love auctions. They make me so fucking hot.
Oh, well, it's weird. You didn't bid on anything.
I don't need to when my man's got all the money.
Oh, I see. I see. I think that you're probably just on this I love auctions dating site because you know I have money.
Oh, come on. That's not true at all.
It's all pretty clear now.
Kevin, right?
What? No. It's Ken. It's Ken.
Exactly. Got you. Joke's on you.
Listen, I don't think this is working out. You stuck out at the auction. You were a little bit weird.
Yeah, that is scene two. That is scene two. I am going to have to call a stop to that scene when that woman, that voice, that person uses my name. It's over. Scene three comes to us from patron VIP Robert Williams, who wrote, James, don't read this, you handsome redhead.
Oh, no!
Oh, son of a bitch!
And then Robert Williams wrote, hey, all alchemists, you can tell I like you because I give you money. Well, easy now. My scene suggestion is three words. The three words are nudist, beach, catastrophe. Thanks for all the laughs in a very unfunny time.
Director, I don't know how to be more clear about this. The ozone layer right above the beach has broken.
Yes, I understand. And I know that only you can see the hole in this particular ozone layer area. And I appreciate you letting us know again that you're concerned for everyone's well-being.
It's not a concern. I mean, the alarm is sounding. This is.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to tell all the nudists to put their clothes on and go inside? Is that what you want?
Yes, 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 exactly that. They need to be covered completely.
Why are you here?
To warn you, to warn everyone.
Right. You understand this is a nudist colony. People have chosen to be here. They know what's happening.
Nobody wants to be cooked alive. That's not a choice people make.
Isn't it?
Please. You have the authority to recall everyone back into their homes. You need to use that.
I'm sorry. You thought I was the director. I'm the chef. Buddy.
What?
Oh, you need to get your shit together. Why are you in the kitchen?
I am in the kitchen. Oh. Well, okay, good test runs.
All right, everyone. This is the little area that I've picked out for us today. And I've already lit our, blankets on the ground. And so now it's just time. It's time. Ready? Here we go.
Okay. Well, it's our first time. I'm a little nervous, Bill.
Don't be nervous. It's fun.
Bill?
Just go with it, Marcia.
Okay, so everyone just disrobes.
Exactly. On the count of three, here we go. One, two.
Oh, reach to the punch.
quick to show there everyone it is. His bifurcated Johnson.
It's bifurcated. It's bifurcated.
Two-headed Johnny. That's what we call him.
I've never heard that word before.
Listen, what if I just went down to my, undesirables?
No, Marcia, you got to fit in.
How about my unmentionables?
You got to show them your undesirables, your unmentionables, your untouchables, everything.
Untouchables.
Okay, turn your back.
She won't let me touch them. She won't let me touch them.
Hi, guys. Hi. Welcome to the community.
Jesus.
I'm Todd. I do need to let you know that I do get sexually turned on by the sight of naked people. It's
great.
The thing they make me say here. Everyone else seems to be very cash about things, but I get very turned on.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Thanks for letting us know, Todd.
I'm gonna go grab a snack.
All right. Where were we?
Before I take off the unmentionables, what's Todd's story?
He's one of those guys who just kind of pops up now and again.
Single? Single? Is he single?
I mean, everybody's single here, right?
All right, Tim, listen up. Okay, this is going to be a little different than your other jobs, I guess.
Okay.
So when you go out there, okay, I want you to just be joyful, be pleasant, to be happy. What is this? Why are you wearing shorts?
Oh, I've never been
I'm just not comfortable with full nudity.
Tim, everyone's nude here, okay? Look, if you don't take this job, you're not going to have a place to live. You're not going to have anything to eat. Yes, even the employees, Tim.
Okay, it's just that I have a biperforated penis.
You have a what?
It's just I have a biperforated penis. I would really rather keep my shorts on.
Biperforated? You mean there's two pipes running oxygen into your
It's got two.
Hey, Tim, thanks for coming into my office. Yeah, so I took a look at the Dixray. Yeah, you do have biperforated, which means you see those tiny little dots along the side of your dick. That means if you yank on it, they'll come off easily. So you got to be careful.
Shit.
Yeah,
oh,
you got to be careful what you're doing with that.
I'm lucky. I've been pretty rough with it so far.
Hey, Timmy, it's the man you thought was your dad your whole life again.
Tim, Dad.
Just want to let you know that your mom and I need to take you off our insurance, seeing as you're no longer related to us.
Oh wait, mom?
The woman you thought was your mother is not your mother.
Sorry.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah. But okay. It was nice to get to know you.
Okay, Tim. And so that's the consultation. We ran your insurance. Turns out you ain't got none. do you want to do credit or cash? Your total here is, yikes, it's about the price of a 1984 Datsun, frankly. It's $134,000.
Wow.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're going to sell an heirloom, make sure it's an expensive one, right? So, I can definitely get this. And I know the market price is probably $80,000 for this piece right here. But I got to make a profit. So I'm looking at something maybe you sell it to me for $120,000.
Oh. $1,000?
Yeah. So you give me $120,000 and I'll be able to get this off your hands.
Oh, no. I need to walk away with a net gain of like maybe $132,000.
Listen, buddy, we're about to make it. We just made a deal, buddy. You're going to do that? Huh? I'm going to kick your fucking ass, buddy.
Wait, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Okay?
You know what? Get the dog out of here that just bites and rips dicks, all right? Get the dog out of here.
No. Tim? Hi, yeah. It's so funny. Like, you work here, but you're wearing shorts. All of us are naked.
Yeah, it's important that there's sometimes some employees.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Just coming through. Oh, I'm very turned on. Very turned on.
Tim, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think your shorts are a little too small anyways.
What? I mean, these are medium shorts. I mean,
hey, fella, we can see your bifurcated penis.
Oh, my God.
Your
can
shorts
you
are
see
so,
it for real?
Yeah, they're so yeah, tight so, that we can see.
So why even wear the shorts? We can see the action.
Tim, so I've been getting some reports from people in the field and whatnot, as well as some of the other colonists. And it looks like we're going to have to, we're going to have to put you out just in the middle of the sun for a little bit, okay?
I've got pretty sensitive skin because I don't usually tan there. So I just, it goes straight to burning. So maybe I can ease into it a couple hours a day for a couple weeks. And
whoa, those are some burns, mister.
Yeah, I know. It
what
hurts.
Happened
I just,
here?
It's a sunburn. It's just more sensitive here because it was...
Just turn over for me if you... Oh, two heads better than one. Hello, Larry.
No, please don't make jokes about that. I have a surgery that I'm supposed to have and I can't
this
afford.
This is not a joking matter.
No, it's not a joking matter.
Yikes.
Are you going to put aloe on or no?
Oh, it's coming on, mister. Aloe
oh, that's
number
cold.
One.
Oh, that's cold. Oh.
Isn't it, though? And aloe number two.
Hey, Tim, it's your agent. How you doing, bud? Remember me?
Oh, thank God you called. It's been so long. I haven't gotten any work.
Yeah, listen, I'm just calling to give you the heads up. This is me as a friend. The okay. Untitled Marvin McHugh. Marvin McHugh. Project
that's
is,
supposed to be airing soon, right? What's
they're doing some pickup shots at the nudist colony you're now working at.
Oh, that's perfect. I work here,
so they need you to leave, or at least hide during the shooting.
He can't be in the shot, it would confuse people.
Is that Marvin behind you? He's got a distinct voice.
Hold on, but look, I'm waving. Can you see us across the parking lot?
Oh yeah, I'll just come over by you guys.
Don't come over here.
Oh. Okay. But this is my job. I'm trying to save up for my... No?
No, bud.
Well, Tim, good news. Looks like there's been a price reduction in the surgery.
Oh, God. So this is what I've been needing to hear.
The bad news with that, though, is with the price reduction, normal doctors, surgeons, and medical professionals have decided not to do it based on the price point. So you're going to have he's an orc, not the most gentle orc of surgeons, but
he's pretty good at holding small, steady objects, right? Like a sharp, like a scalpel. Like, are you sure that he's?
I can hold a battle axe.
That's him. That's him.
How's it going? Well,
you know, I don't know if I want to spend the $84,000 unless I get the full fledged. Maybe it's worth saving up for.
This surgery is going to be over in 3 seconds if you say
yes. I can't let Doctor battle axe on me.
Doctor Orc. There's a young woman here named Janet. Says you're her father. She wants to have a word with you.
Yeah. I think you're my dad.
Wow, a lot of worlds converging.
That's our show for today.
We've just got a couple minutes to thank everybody. So let's begin, of course, with Carla Kakowski. Thank you so very much, Carla.
Thank you, sir.
And folks will look up the West Side Comedy Theater online on Twitch and to westsidecomedytheater.com for classes, some taught by our very own Chris and Joey.
Yeah, great.
That's exciting.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. James Heaney, who have you got there in the visual?
This is Punkert. I don't know if you guys could hear, but in the middle, she just started attacking, and it was...
Started attacking you, her owner?
Well, actually, started attacking my wife, who was trying to be very quiet and shush her, so I figured I just needed to grab her and take her away.
And one more time, her name, if you could say her name slowly?
Punkert. Like Punk and Kurt, but they only share one letter K.
It's so refreshing to get more information and have less understanding. Thank you for being here, James Heaney. Chris Alvaro, thank you so very much, pal. Welcome back to town.
Thank you. I would like to just use my time really quickly to ask James how the situation went down a couple weeks ago with the kids who were drinking in front of you.
Oh, well, house. They ended up being of age, so they were full-grown male adults. And once we told them to leave, there was no confrontation. I think
terrific.
It's because I answered the door like this with my shoulders kind of pushed forward, which makes
power
my
position.
Neck look thicker.
That'll
and
do
it's
it.
Just like, hey, you guys, you can't drink here. And done. That was so it. Then I closed the door and I shook and listened to hear if they stayed, and they got gone.
Sorry, you shook and listened.
Well, yeah, I pressed my ear to the door to see. I wasn't going to open
slightly
the door.
Slightly shaking.
Check.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And Joey Greer, thank you so much as always, pal. What color is James's hair?
It is a deep, bright red.
Deep and bright.
Deep and bright.
Craigers, thank you so much as always, sir.
My pleasure. And I just sold my first nonfiction book, The James Heaney Story, More Information, Less Understanding.
I've just optioned it for Major Motion Picture. Let's thank our producer and engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. Please continue to write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Until next time,
Alchemy This!